Facebook mailbag time. Drew Doherty, Mark Vandermeer here inside Reliance Stadium in the West Club. And Mark, let's start things off with something from Juan Ornelas. He says, any chance of a Texan store down here in the RGV? That's Rio Grande Valley. And not anytime soon. The Texans have a store inside Reliance Stadium, the Go Texans store. Don't really have anything else elsewhere, so I think if they're going to expand, it'd probably be within the city first.
You know what would help to that degree? More winning. And the Valley is becoming a more popular place for Texans fans. The Texans had a big caravan type of event down there, bringing a lot of cheerleaders, and Toro went down there recently. So the Valley is going to be a focal point for the Houston Texans in the years to come.
Yes, we love heading down to the Valley. Hey, Christy Reams wants to know, what do you think the outcome for Brian Braman is this season? Well, I think he's definitely going to continue to help out on special teams and do great work there. But I also think we're going to see him a little bit more, I don't know how much, but a little bit more at the outside linebacker spot contributing on game day.
I'll give you a reasonable goal. Rotation player at outside linebacker. You know, get in that rotation. Don't just be a great special teams player, which is a lot in this league and more than most football players ever dream of, but get into that rotation and you're really doing something to advance the career. Of course, it's difficult. Trevardo Williams drafted, Sam Montgomery drafted. You have Whitney Merciless, and Brooks Reed, I think, is still going to end up as a strong side outside linebacker. So it's going to be tough to crack the rotation. We'll see if he can do it.
Bakari Walker has this one. Will they try to bring Eric Winston back if Derek Newton doesn't pan out at right tackle? That's a very good question. But you also have to remember, even if Newton doesn't pan out at right tackle, and that remains to be seen, and that's down the line, you still have Brennan Williams, who was drafted this year. You also have David Questenberry. And don't forget about Ryan Harris, who got quite a bit of playing time last year. And on paper, is probably penciled in as a starter right now.
Yeah, it's not about panning out with Newton, because I think if Newton's healthy, he's going to pan out. The question is, does everybody get hurt? And do you feel like you're really depleted in numbers? And then you reach out to a veteran who might be available, like Eric Winston. But there's still a long time between now and the start of the camps, and Winston's going to find a job somewhere, you would think.
Yeah, he's a very reliable player in his time here and then last year as well. All right, we're going to wrap things up with this one from Bubba Gus. And I like Bubba because I'm known as Bubba to my nephews. When are we going to find out about tickets to training camp? I need a Texans IV drip. I'm dying here. Well, Dr. Vandermeer, tickets for camp are going to be free, and they'll be released that middle week of July. So in about a week or so, you're going to see these out there. So stay with us on Facebook, Twitter, HoustonTexans.com, and make sure you get some tickets.
And keep watching the huddle. And I know what you mean about that IV drip. We'll keep it coming on HoustonTexans.com, Fox Sports Southwest, Sports Radio 610, all of our outlets all July long, so you get your fix.
Mark, just a few weeks away. I can't wait.
I know, me too.
This has been a fun Facebook mailbag. We'll see you next time.